lot of momentum right now for the Blues franchise All-Star Game a little over a week away. It's time for Pucks with Bernie and Panger each week right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Fox 2 Sports Director Martin Kilquin bringing you these weekly visits, and we welcome aboard a couple of new sponsors. Let's tell you all about it as we bring in Cope 24 and B&G Tuck Pointing. Winning a Stanley Cup isn't easy, but the Blues are able to do it by having a great foundation. It's pretty simple. When things start falling apart or crumbling, it not only looks bad, it doesn't work. B&G Tuck Pointing has the same philosophy about your home or place of business. It's the reason. They are the best in the bricks. Whether it's your home, your garage, your office building, or your chimney, you can have it looking new again with B&G Tuck Pointing. Solid or spot tuck pointing, matching the existing mortar, foundation repair, caulking, waterproofing, fully licensed and insured, accredited by the Better Business Bureau. I know firsthand the finished product is great, and the crews, well, they're efficient and they never leave behind a mess. B&G Tuck Pointing, a family business right down to their name, named after owner Rich Galati's daughters, Bella and Gabrielle. You can call to set up an estimate at 314-363-0525. That's 314-363-0525, or go online at bgtuckpointing.com, bgtuckpointing.com. Find out for yourself why their customers say they are the best in the bricks. Rich and his daughters would like to add one more thing. Let's go Blues. I'm here with Renee Howitt. She started up a great organization called Cope 24. Their goal is to improve the health of families. Renee, tell us how Cope 24 strives to do this.
Well, we believe education is going to be the key. So we are promoting the need to make parenting and child development education a priority in all of our high schools, reaching all of our students.
You know, it's funny you say high school and curriculum. I think of math. I think of English. Cope 24 believes that parenting needs to be one of those core classes taken. Why is that so important?
Well, we look at the issues that we have in our society. Child welfare is just overwhelmed with the number of kids that need healthy families. We look at crime, imprisonment, mental health, domestic violence. It just goes on and on. And we know, without a doubt, that we can trace that back to dysfunctional families. So if we want our families to be healthier, we have to create healthier parents.
All right, and people listening can learn more about COPE, but also they can have a little bit of fun. Let's tell them what's happening at Topgolf.
Yeah, on February 24th, it's a Monday, we're going to have the Topgolf Challenge. So a target golf tournament from noon to 4, includes lunch and hole-in-one competitions, and we're just looking to have a good time.
And even though it's February, I can tell you at Topgolf, it'll be heated out there. You're swinging from heated tees.
That's right. That's right. So unless the highways are closed down, we will play. And it will be fun. Everybody that goes there has a good time.
All right. For more information on this event as well as this great organization, simply go to cope24.com. That's cope, C-O-P-E, 24.com. Teaching the kids of today to be the better parents of tomorrow. And with that, we begin the program presented by Marie Davila Senior Living, Urban Chestnut, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, Triad Bank, and Greenville University. And we bring in the Hall of Famer Bernie Federko. And Bernie, the All-Star Game being in St. Louis, as an alum, as somebody who's lived here, what does it mean to you, and what do you think it means to other Blues alumni?
Well, I just think it's a great way of showcasing the city of St. Louis. I mean, now that we won a Stanley Cup here in St. Louis, I think it's even more special. I mean, St. Louis fans have been crazy about hockey for, since 1967. It was a great start. I mean, the Blues going to the Stanley Cup Finals the first 3 years, and I think the following became amazing. And now, through the years, the support has been so fantastic. And now to see for the third time now that the Blues get an All-Star game, but they get one with the Stanley Cup banner hanging, and I think that's going to be really great, and I think the fans are really going to be excited about it.
And so many guys have stayed, yourself included, and some big-name players over the years that are still here. What do you think it is? What's the appeal? What's the draw? I've always wondered, is a little bit too just the embrace of the city, the embrace of the fan base? That's all right. Bernie's getting a call. I just wanted to see if it was Bernadette calling. what is it that makes the connection so strong?
You know, that's a really hard question to answer. I think we just love being here. I mean, for most of us, I think we all, for the most part, come from parts of Canada where it's really cold. And first of all, coming to St. Louis is pretty temperate here in St. Louis, and I think it's a nice place to really raise a family. I mean, it's Midwest. The people are so friendly, and I think that's kind of the biggest thing. To be an athlete in this city has been absolutely fantastic. People are so respectful for what we do, and they treat us not only with respect, but they give us our space, and they just treat us as part of the community, and I think that's something that's really, really special. I mean, then when you look at the schools are great here. I mean, great place to raise the kids. The values of the community are fantastic. So I think when you look at it as a picture, I think when everybody that gets here, they say after you're here for a few months, you say, wow, this is a darn nice place to live. And I think we're going to probably stay here even when we're done.
And David Perron said, I'm glad to have been here the first time, the second time, and now the third time. And now he gets to be an All-Star for the first time in St. Louis. When they talk about Perron, I always hear he loves to skate. And then I think, well, don't all you guys love to skate? What do you think that means? Are some guys more into the sport than others?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think David is a kid in a candy store. I mean, I think right from the start when David came here, it was really amazing. I mean, here's a kid that wanted to be out there all the time. I mean, we used to have, you know, go to the Christmas party, the skating party that the Blues had there for their players, and all the players' kids were out there. Well, David Perron was out there with a stick with the little kids playing hockey. He just loves to play the game. And I think this time that David really has matured much more as a hockey player. I think it takes a while for people to reach the goals that they want and really the type of a game that you really need to play. And I think David right now, I don't know if you want to call it the new NHL, if that's what you want to call it, the new way the rules are. I think this really fits into David's game. He's a very quick skater, shoots the puck very well. He likes to hang onto the puck and do all these little things, and I think that he's really matured, and I think maybe his Ryan O'Reilly has really been a good thing for him. They've really hit it off, their chemistry, and I think it's just the way Craig Berube plays David, too. I mean, David has learned not to take stupid penalties, as we call them, as he maybe did at the beginning of last year, and Chief let him know that, and I think that he's now a complete hockey player, and he's having the best year. And I mean, I think that he's right now one of the top players in the National Hockey League.
And you mentioned the newer NHL. We don't have the fighting, but we did see in that game with the Rangers, the Blues are going to get physical. They're going to push back. Do you have to maintain that as a team, that you can't become known, hey, well, they don't fight, hey, they don't push back? Don't you have to maintain a little bit level of, not a fear factor, but let them know you're not going to take any crap?
Yeah, you still have to police the game yourself. I mean, the referees are there. They have jobs to do, and, I mean, they can hand suspensions, call penalties, but overall, you still have to police your own game. If someone does something that you don't like, you have to stick up for yourself, and the rest of the team has to come and jump in. I mean, that was not surprising me. Watching that thing happen, you know, Vince Dunn, first of all, skating into the zone, I think the Rangers were pissed because, hey, there's 20 seconds left. You know what? Go hold the puck in your own zone. It's 5-2. You don't need to come back in our zone at all. So I think Truba was sending a message, and when he got whacked a couple of times, Vince Dunn did exactly what he's supposed to do. You turn around, punch the guy back as hard as you can, and start something. And then everybody jumped in. So, I mean, I think that's always been in the game of hockey, and still always should be there. I mean, it's a physical game, and it's a game of emotions, and I really think, and even the fans enjoyed what happened at the end of the game.
Yeah, I bet the fans do miss it a little bit. I don't want to get too nostalgic. I understand things have changed, but I do miss at times where guys not just stand up for each other, but just kind of that policing element that's gone. I would think, and I don't want to speak for you, but you have to miss that a little bit, don't you? I mean, people would go to the game and say, hey, I saw a goal in a fight.
Yeah, I really do miss that because, I mean, I think the emotions of the game has really changed so much because, I mean, the momentum in a game could really change three or four different times in a game with a big hit or a fight or a message being sent to the other team. And I mean, every team had an enforcer. The enforcer wasn't there just to go out and fight somebody. It was to send a message. And the message was sent. It was either received, it wasn't received, it was sent again. And a lot of times you're behind three or four goals, and if you had a fight started and all of a sudden you were showing your emotions, everybody stuck together, everybody changed the momentum, and all of a sudden you were maybe back in the game. So those are the things that I really miss about, I guess, the new NHL now. I don't think we see that. We don't see those ups and downs. And yes, there's goals. I mean, three or four goals is never a safe lead anymore because of the skill that's involved, but it's not from the emotion, and I think that's what I think a lot of the fans miss.
And you and I have talked about the new rinks. It's hard to have kind of that home field, home ice feel that you had in Chicago back in the day or the Boston Garden. Blues, however, have gotten this thing going at home, a great run. Is there a way that if you win a lot at home that teams hear about it and it can become a factor? Is there a way to get that without – the buildings are so similar now, but is there some way to kind of carve out that reputation where people know, oh, man, we're going in there, that's going to be a tough one?
Well, the Blues are making a case for that. Whether or not that is going to happen towards the end of the year, I don't know. But, I mean, they have sent a message to the rest of the league that, hey, this is going to be a hard building to win in, and I think that's fantastic. If you win all your home games and you get home ice advantage in the playoffs, you're going to win the Stanley Cup again if you win your home game. So I think it's a great message to send, and whatever the Blues are doing right. I mean, they're doing a lot of great things on the road as well, but they are sending a message. Yes, the buildings are all the same, but I think this crowd is getting louder and louder. This crowd is having more and more fun. I mean, it's whether it's Monday night or Saturday night, it's a sold out, and the people are going crazy, and I think that's just great for the home team. And the Blues continue to impress the way they are. I think we're going to continue to have crowds the way they are. And yes, it could really be a big factor when we come to the playoffs and the Blues have home ice advantage.
And as you and I sit here, we're downstairs. It's about to be a Monday night game. We'll have another packed crowd. Are you hearing from people? They want tickets. Friends of mine, I said, don't ask me. Maybe a few years ago, we could find a couple laying around. We had a buddy at a bank. Somebody had a... Are you finding that to be true, too? Nobody has any extra tickets. Nobody wants to cough them up.
Yeah, and I really don't even want to ask for favors anymore because, yes, they're all sold out, it seems, every game. And, yeah, the tickets are not easy to come by now. And really, I had a lot of people that called early in the year, and there was none available. So
They
stopped calling now. They have really stopped calling. So, I mean, I feel for that. But, I mean, I think that's just what St. Louis hockey is all about right now. The Blues have done such a marvelous job. As an organization, not only putting a great team on the ice, but just the atmosphere at the building, the atmosphere around town, it's the hardest ticket in town to get, and I think that's exactly what you want as an organization.
All right, we're going to come back and test Bernie's all-star knowledge. He was there, Joe Louis, he was there at the Forum. We'll see what he remembers next.
Great to have Urban Chestnut on board. You know about their great beer and the great beer garden hanging out in the Grove. They've expanded. There's just been the explosion of craft beers. But boy, it goes way beyond that with Urban Chestnut. They have become part of the St. Louis scene. I love that Urban Underdog. If you haven't had it, it's a great American lager. A lot of beer snobs out there. I get it. My wife is a perfect example. Not a huge beer fan. I rolled out a little Urban Underdog. She absolutely loved it. So whatever your palate is, they've got a taste for you. You know about the Panger Award presented by the good folks at Urban Chestnut every single week. Huge hockey fans. And really, you can find their product now all around town, whether you're at the Schnucks Grocery Store, or if you're at a sporting event, Blues game. How about at the zoo? That's right. I had the Grizzly Ridge Colch the other day. They have expanded. It's not just the great product, it's the great people behind it. It's more than just this beer that you're enjoying. They're part of the movement in St. Louis, getting things done and changing the whole area there, the Grove. And if you talk about the connection with the MLS, I think we had the big celebration with the MLS for the Lou. That was at Urban Chestnut in the Grove location. You can find them all around town. I started with the Wingnut, still love that, moved into the Zwickel. Currently just hooked on Urban Underdog. Check them out. Neighborhood grocery store, liquor store, guaranteed all around town. It's Urban Chestnut, part of the St. Louis sports community.
Since 1960, serving the families of St. Louis, Marie Davila Senior Living. At the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road, the beautiful fountain greets you for the 22-acre campus. Full range of senior living. Independent living at the Villa Estate. Skilled nursing, memory care. They have it all. Spacious dining room, salon, transportation around town, exercise and pool, private rooms, hands-on care. You're not a resident at Marie Davila, you are considered a guest. Fred and Mary Kay Weezahan and their sons live on site. It is family run and it has that family feel. You've heard Tony and I talk about how this was home for the legendary Red Shandings for many years. He was also on the board and helped the original owners start Marie Davila back in 1960. MarieDavila.com. We suggest you go online and schedule a tour.
Here's the owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonaire, Eddie Scholler, and Hall of Fame hockey legend Brett Hull.
Eddie, I was just telling some friends about Fast Eddie's Bonaire, and I just didn't have the words to describe it.
Well, Brett, I've had that same problems for years. The words I use are, you know, it's a lot of fun, it's huge, it's an adventure.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. This place is more than a bar. I mean, the coldest beer, the best live entertainment, everyone knows about the great food, but Fast Eddie's is far more than that.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of like, I don't know anybody that's been to heaven, but I'll bet you that's hard to describe too.
Well, I sure hope I get to heaven.
You're telling
me. I can
tell
you that.
You're telling me.
Fast Eddie's experience is tough to describe, and all I know is it is fun.
Man, I'll tell you what, we've been here 35 years, and it explains itself. I don't know if it's as good as heaven, but it might be heaven on earth.
Well, I would write it down in your notes in your phone, because once you get home, the experience is going to be hard to remember. I've been all over the world, and there's only one Fast Eddie's Bonaire. So if you're 21, head over to Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bonaire in Alton.
Triad Bank, the neighborhood friendly bank located in Frontenac on Clayton Road. They're just west of Lindbergh. Real easy access off Highway 64. Get to Lindbergh and you are there. Founded in 2005, wide range of commercial and personal banking services. And how about this? They actually have people behind the counter, people there ready to greet you, ready to help you. Business owners looking to expand, talk to the bank based in St. Louis. Those decisions are being made here. How frustrating is that? You're trying to get a loan for your business and the decision is made in New York or Los Angeles, not with Triad Bank. You can find out more at triadbanking.com. Home equity lines of credit, 5-star rated bank, $360 million in assets. Check them out, triadbanking.com. Less than an hour from St. Louis, it's Greenville University, founded in 1892. This liberal arts institution offers pre-med, offers online student involvement. Yeah, that's right. They'll get involved in local businesses, immersed in the community. A great little town of Greenville, Illinois, less than an hour from St. Louis if you're looking to get away for college, but maybe don't want to go too far. It's right up the road from St. Louis. Great professors, really a great experience. Kids involved in the athletics, but again, everybody is really immersed in what they're doing on the campus at all times. Greenville.edu for more information about this great institution.
We went blue!
All right, 1980, Joe Louis Arena. You're there as an all-star for the first time. Were you wide-eyed? Did you take it all in?
You know what? Yeah, I did. I think I took it all in, but I was very nervous. I mean, it's very intimidating to be in a room with Gordie Howe in. Wayne Gretzky was his. It was his first one. And then, you know, all the great players that I played against growing up watching, and then all of a sudden you're there and you're part of it, and it was very intimidating. But I was very wide-eyed, and it was very exciting for me.
And when Wayne was there, did everybody know? I mean, there was so much hype since he was little, but did you know he's going to end up living up to all the hype? Did everybody in the league sense it even then, day one?
I don't know if everybody, the hype was there. There's no question. Now, whether or not you could believe that he was going to do what he's done, which is unfathomable to have over 2,000 points in this league in his career. But, I mean, he was hyped, and for him, you know, the great Gordie Howe was there. There was Gordie's last All-Star game. So the whole hype was about Wayne and about Gordie. And, you know, Gordie had already proven himself, and so would be. But what Wayne did after that first All-Star game, I mean, became an All-Star every year for the rest of his career. And it was pretty special. So I really was really excited for me to be a part of all that.
Ever freak you out to look around here at, you know, the Players Club or in the building and say, God, Wayne's here again? I know he's got the St. Louis ties, but he wasn't here very long as a player. It's sort of cool that he has a connection to this franchise.
Yeah, it's very flattering, actually, for the city of St. Louis that Wayne chose to stay here. I mean, has a house here. I mean, Janet's obviously from here, so it's part of their, I guess, identity is to be a part of St. Louis. But, no, it's great. Every time he's in, I mean, I love that the response that the crowd gets. I was actually quite surprised that he was sitting in the middle of the stands the other night. Usually he's in a suite.
We told you, tickets are tough. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but he, I mean, Wayne's such a classy guy, and to be a part of he feels still a part of the Blues, and he was very excited for the Blues to win the Cup here. He loves it here in St. Louis, and it's great to every time that he's in town.
All right, the 1980 All-Star Game, Joe Louis, 6-3, Wales winning, fifth straight win for the Wales. I'm sure you remembered the score. You assisted. Do you know who scored that goal?
No.
Kurt Nielsen? Am I getting the name right? Played for the Flames?
Oh, yeah. Kent Nielsen.
Okay. I can't read my own writing.
Okay. Kent Nielsen. Okay.
Your assist tied the game at 2 in the second period.
Okay. I believe we lost that game.
Yes.
We were the losing 6-3. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Next year, Inglewood, you won the game. Do you remember the MVP, 1981?
Mike Liu. I do remember that, yes. Wayne Babbage and Ludi and I were all three of us went to the All-Star game. In fact, Tommy Woodcock was our trainer, and he was there as a member of the training staff there. So it was very exciting. We got a chance to play against Wayne and I played with Eddie Johnson was on our wing. We actually had the task of shadowing the triple crown line, you know, with Deion Taylor and Charlie Simmer, and we did very well against them. So it worked out good, and we won the game. I don't know what the score was. What was the score?
Now, 4-1, Campbell Conference wins, so you snap the Wales winning streak at 5.
Very good.
So you learn things on this show, Bernie.
I knew we won that, but I didn't know what the score was.
Let's do this again live from the rink. I enjoy the ambience here. People are wondering the background noise. People are saying hi to Bernie as they walk by. This has been fun. Bernie, have a great week.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Mark.